This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres pleaded on Wednesday for the violence in Israel and Gaza to remain contained. The war, which has claimed at least 1,900 lives on both sides, is expected to escalate.
I appeal to all parties and those who have an influence over those parties to avoid any further escalation and spillover.
The weekend attack that Hamas said was retribution for worsening conditions for Palestinians under Israeli occupation has inflamed Israel's determination to crush the group's hold in Gaza. Fighting between Israel and Hamas continued Wednesday as Israel weighed its military options. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Terrorism specialist Mary Eisen says Hamas gunmen could still be hiding inside Israel.
The systematic finding now of the terror nests that they built in and around, that's something that can go on for days. This is dangerous times. We're talking about a pre-planned full-scale massacre attack.
In Eisen's view, Israel must continue its attacks on Hamas until the group's military capability is destroyed. But she notes a ground invasion of Gaza would be complicated. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Israel formed an emergency unity government on Wednesday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed to form a war cabinet with former defense minister and centrist opposition party leader Benny Gantz and focus entirely on the conflict, a joint statement from Gantz's National Unity Party said. Israel's death toll rose to 1,200 with over 2,700 wounded. This is VOA.